I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching through the book of Hebrews. But the sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. It reads, "For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant." So, our writer continues his discussion of the difference between the old and new covenants and Jesus' role in this and the significance of this new covenant that he introduced in Hebrews chapter 8. And he says this new covenant has something very special about it, and it's brought to us because of what Jesus has done in dying as a ransom to set us free. So the sacrifice of Jesus that he's talking about is not only applies to us, but it's retrospective in its effect. It's valid for everybody who trusted God for the forgiveness of their sins in under the old covenant. But we also know that this forgiveness applies to us as well, because he tasted death for everyone, Hebrews 2 verse 9. And as it says in Hebrews 7 verse 25, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. So he can save completely those under the old covenant and those under the new covenant. That's a wonderful promise that we have because of the love of Jesus and because of his role as a mediator, he says here in verse 15. The word in the Greek is mesaites. It means an arbiter, someone who mediates between two parties. That person trying to remove disagreement between two people or parties and to reach a common goal. And that is what Jesus has done for us. He has mediated between us and God, and he has removed the problem, sin, so that we reach a common goal, a relationship that is not hampered by sin and by our weakness. No, indeed, we have this relationship with God because of what Jesus has done, a gift of life, a precious gift, this gift of life that's now ours and that came at a huge cost, the life, the very life of Jesus Christ. And we're called to this new life, as he says here in verse 15, called to receive the promised eternal inheritance. Called, that word called is used in Greek of inviting people to a wedding banquet. But it's also used of a summons to a legal court. So it seems that we are called to this new eternal inheritance out of generosity, but we also have a duty to respond. If we do not, we will lose out on what otherwise legally would be ours. This eternal inheritance is what we have on offer from God. Eternal is a very important word in Hebrews. Hebrews 5:9, eternal salvation. Hebrews 6:2, eternal judgment. Hebrews 7:25, Jesus lives forever, eternally. Hebrews 9:12, and so on. Many references that it's eternal, this inheritance. It is special. It is different from any other thing that we can ever be promised by anyone. This inheritance that cannot fade, waste away, degrade, cannot be eroded, cannot be dissolved or stolen, Ephesians 1:13. It's so important for these people undergoing persecution, so important that they were able to hold on to something that would be eternal. Their trials would be temporary, but their eternal inheritance was theirs because of what Jesus did for them. We need to hold on to that promise too, for we go through trials and we go through difficult times. But because of what Jesus has done, because he's died as a ransom to set us free, we have that eternal inheritance held out for us. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 16. But until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you'll find us in iTunes if you type in MCCX in the search bar and look under podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.